Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Defined by Gaddafi for 40 years, a people start from scratch to create an identity and rebuild a nation. From the shores of Tripoli to where? Fighting Libya's new battles on this Friday, October 21st, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good Friday morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
A slate that is not quite blank, but virtually everything about Libya's government will need to be recreated. Is the death of Gaddafi enough to define a beginning for the new Libya? Also, the Libya operation redefined NATO to a certain extent. What does success mean for NATO now? And the feeling of freedom rippling around the world to Libyans who can suddenly think about going home. You've been weighing in with your reaction. A listener from Oklahoma City commented on our website, Gaddafi's death is merely symbolic, but it is proof that evil comes and goes. It is only temporary as long as good people never give up. What do you think? Do you feel hopeful about the long-term future of the country and the Arab region?
Give us your views at 877-8MYTAKE, or you can post them at thetakeaway.org. But let's start with the top of the news this morning, Libyans celebrating the dawn of a new era. The sound of celebrations in Misrata, where the body of Muammar Gaddafi has been on display. In the end, he died surrounded by rebels that he once called rats. His last moments were as violent as the uprising that overthrew him. This morning, Libya's new leaders say Gaddafi's burial has been delayed until his death can be examined by an international criminal court. In the coming hours, NATO is expected to declare an end to its campaign in Libya.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who was in Libya earlier this week, is in Pakistan today to pressure its leaders to do more about Islamic militants operating within its borders.
We should be able to agree that for too long, extremists have been able to operate here in Pakistan and from Pakistani soil.
This morning, the Pakistani government admitted it could do more to prevent militant groups from crossing into Afghanistan to stage attacks. And Secretary Clinton welcomed that development.
We respect the challenges that Pakistan faces, and we respect the work we are doing together, including our cooperation against al-Qaeda.
The Secretary of State has meetings all day in Islamabad.
The U.S. Senate has rejected a portion of President Obama's jobs plan. That bill would provide $35 billion to state and local governments to prevent layoffs of teachers, police officers, and firefighters. It did not get the 60 votes needed to avoid a filibuster. That's because every single Republican voted against it. New numbers from the government show a widening gap between the rich and poor. 50% of U.S. workers earned less than $26,000 last year, while the number of people making $1 million or more was up by more than 18%. And in Greece, the government gave final approval to another austerity package despite a second day of strikes and violent protests.
It's getting closer to all-out war between Turkey and Iraq. Turkey has launched a broad land assault into northern Iraq to attack Iraqi-based Kurdish rebel bases, a sharp escalation in the recent fighting there. And here in the U.S., the Texas Rangers evened the World Series at one game apiece with a 2-1 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals, decided in late innings. It was a real nail-biter. California ministry that stirred a global frenzy when it predicted the apocalypse would take place in May now says the cataclysmic event will destroy the globe today. Thanks for the update. No sign of the end of the world at this time. However, markets are mixed on the end of the world news. European indices are up, though. Plus Europeans.
I don't think it's on the end of the world.
I think actually Europeans actually would invest more if they knew the end of the world was today. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 11,541. The S&P opens at 1,215. The Nasdaq, it's 2,598. A lot of voices on the future of Libya this hour. We're going to speak to two young Libyans who were born and raised under the Gaddafi regime. We'll find out how they feel about the future of the nation that they may again call home. And we speak to legal and diplomatic experts about how the country might rebuild. Where do they start? How might the new government be structured? What is the future of NATO? All that in just a few minutes' time. And we want to know what you think about the death of Colonel Gaddafi. And if you think the U.S. was right to get involved in the first place, the president called it a successful mission yesterday. A listener from Massachusetts texted in this thought: my fear with the death of these violent figureheads is about the followers. The symbolic death of one man won't stop others from rising up and taking their place. Tell us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can join the conversation on anything we talk about on this program at facebook.com/TheTakeaway.